thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, brave viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotus, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, European Union nations are to coordinate climate change actions. In Green News, U.S. organic farmer advocates the natural method for Qatar. In Veg News, county government in Formosa encourages a plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 30th, is the birthday of human rights activist Ruth Manorama, born in Tamil Nadu, India. Miss Manorama, a Dalit, has spent her life helping those in need. She has guided movements to ensure shelter, security, and dignity of individuals living in disadvantaged areas in India. Her work has led to the establishment of the National Federation of Dalit Women in 1995, which encourages Dalit women leaders. In 2005, she was a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize as part of the 1,000 Women for the Nobel Peace Prize campaign. And in 2006, Ms. Manorama was honored with the Right Livelihood Award for her commitment to Dalit women. Heaven bless all you do on behalf of women in India, Ms. Ruth Manorama. May you have a fantastic birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. In early May, the Bacol region on the Philippine island of Luzon was hit by Tropical Storm Dante, which brought torrential rains, flash floods, and landslides that cost 27 lives. Sorsogon Province was the most heavily afflicted, with 9,000 people in need of help. On May 4th, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $20,000 to provide the most urgently needed items. This amount could purchase an equivalent of approximately $285,000 in materials if purchased in the United States based on the Philippines' cost of living.
Our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan flew to Sorsogon, covering their own travel expenses. With help from the Philippine National Food Authority, the relief team prepared food packages for 10,000 families in the five most impacted areas. After delivering 1,000 packages to the municipalities of Magallanes and Huban, they journeyed the following day to Bulan and Matnog, where 9,500 packages were given to the villagers there.
We would like to thank the Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us the help and assistance for our victims.
Finally, our association's relief team made their way to Bacon Municipality to distribute the rest of the items.
The people here is very much happy and very much thankful for your donations here in the Philippines. We thank you very much for the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The provincial government also expressed their gratitude for this timely support.
The governor and the people of Sorsogon and all those affected by the typhoon are very, very grateful for all the help that you have extended to us. And it is for us more meaningful because it was not asked for.
Our appreciation to the Philippines Sorsogon Provincial Social Welfare Department, officials of the local municipalities, and the National Food Authority for their work in ensuring the recovery of fellow citizens. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members on behalf of those in need. Our prayers that the storm affected may soon be restored to their productive lives and that such weather extremities will diminish with humanity's expanding compassion and care for all beings.
Earthquake shakes Honduras. Early on Thursday, a strong 7.1 magnitude tremor struck off the coast of Honduras, costing at least 5 lives, with injuries to more than 10 people and damage to buildings as well as 2 bridges. The quake was followed by 17 aftershocks that sent startled residents into the streets of the country's capital, Tegucigalpa, with a tsunami alert that was also triggered in Guatemala and Belize. Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately pledged $20,000, asking our association's relief team to please go with her love and prayers to see to the ones who have lost loved family members, the injured, and those most in need. The $20,000 could purchase approximately $214,000 in relief materials if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in Honduras. We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring support of the Honduran people. Our sympathies to those who suffered the loss of a loved one in this quake, as we pray for the quake victims' smooth restoration of their stable day-to-day lives. With heaven's grace, may the frightening trend of disasters such as these be quickly reversed through our strides toward kinder stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World citizens call for stop to virus risk from factory farms.
More than 1 month after the initial outbreak of the swine flu was recorded, confirmed cases are topping more than 15,500, with 55 countries affected and over 110 fatalities and counting. Venezuela, Paraguay, Estonia, and Hungary most recently confirmed that the illness has entered their countries. In light of this grievous trend, AVAS, an international online citizens advocacy group, delivered a petition with 225,000 signatures to the World Health Organization, or WHO, calling for protection from the threat of a future pandemic that could likewise stem from a factory farm virus.
AVAS campaign director Rick Patel stated, "There have been warnings for years that these dirty warehouses crammed with pigs are increasing the risk of development and transmission of disease epidemics." The WHO and United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, must regulate food production to save the global population from future animal-borne lethal pandemics and ensure global health security.
Such dirty warehouse conditions of one pig factory farm recently prompted Mike King, New Zealand comedian and former pork industry spokesperson, to completely change his stance. Almost overnight, he stirred countless co-citizens, as well as the New Zealand Minister of Agriculture, to take a serious look at the atrocious suffering of pigs raised for food. Supreme Master Television spoke with Hans Kreich, Campaign Director for Save Animals from Exploitation, or SAFE, in New Zealand about these recent events.
Do you think that Mr. King will continue his mission to help factory farm animals around New Zealand?
Oh yeah, we absolutely know that he will help us because he's completely dedicated to this cause now. He wants to see these practices banned and he's going to be there right till the end.
What has the response been that SAFE has seen from the people of New Zealand over the last couple of weeks?
It has been incredible. I've been working in this field for well over 20 years and I've never seen anything like it. I think the public is almost shocked by what they have seen, and it's been incredible. And the interesting things that we're seeing now is not that people just saying, like, oh, this is bad. People are actually doing something about it now. So we have seen hundreds of people writing letters to the government saying, what are you going to do about this? We have seen people making statements that, you know, their whole family will no longer eat any pig products.
When asked to share his thoughts about the link between factory farm products and human disease, Mr. Creek points out that animal products are a source of life-threatening health conditions.
Well, I think the eating of those products causes the problem for sure. It was well known that a diet high in saturated fat is very harmful to our well-being. And where does saturated fat come from, by and large? It's animal products. So clearly there's no doubt about it that if people were to adopt a vegetarian diet, that they would be a lot healthier for it.
Lost. It was absolutely harrowing. They were chewing the bars. These pigs were chewing the bars.
Our humble thanks, Mr. King, Campaign Director Kreich, Save Animals from Exploitation, and AVAS, for your efforts to bring forth a safer world for everyone. Our prayers go to the many victims of the swine flu with our sincere condolences to the families of those who have succumbed to this illness. Let us combine our efforts now for the awakening of society in choosing the healthy freedom of the vegan diet to benefit ourselves and those we love.
Canada uncovers another case of mad cow disease. The bovine carrying the disease was a 6-year-old dairy cow from Alberta province. According to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, this animal is the 16th case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy discovered since measures were enacted to prevent the disease. The human equivalent of mad cow disease, called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, can be contracted by eating infected beef and, sadly, is always fatal. Many thanks, Canadian food safety officials, for your diligence in informing the public about this potential health hazard. May our compassionate, life-affirming choice of the plant-based diet soon eliminate this cause of suffering for humans and animals alike.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu. Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning. Preeclampsia. Campylobacter.
Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility, eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year.
Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about 6.5 billion U.S. dollars. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated 174 billion U.S. dollars spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs 93 billion U.S. dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy.
Causes world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk.
Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones in saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Reunification in Côte d'Ivoire. In a ceremony on Tuesday, the New Forces Group peacefully handed over the Northern Territory to the government, thus restoring civil peace to 10 northern zones. The country's interior minister, Desiree Tagro, said, "We are seeing the full return of political and administrative normality in Ivory Coast." Previously postponed presidential elections have also now been rescheduled for November. Our respectful accolades, Côte d'Ivoire parties, for your commitment and significant steps toward reunification. May heaven bless your nation and people with lasting happiness and peace.
British couple celebrate 81st wedding anniversary. On May 26, Mr. and Mrs. Frank and Anita Milford celebrated 81 years of marriage. Mr. Milford is 101 years old and Mrs. Milford is turning 101 next month. The secret to their long and happy union? They say there's no secret, just their continued support for one another and simply being happy with each other. We convey our warm congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Milford, on your anniversary. You inspire us all with the love and blessings that fill your richly lived time together.
Save our planet. Latest model predicts twice the temperature rise from climate change. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, in the U.S., have made new calculations based on the most up-to-date data from peer-reviewed research to gain a better understanding of climate change. These accommodate such factors as black carbon's natural cooling effects that have masked some previous warming, along with ocean temperature increases that reduce the ocean's ability to absorb CO2.
Their evaluations have led to a projected 5.2 degrees Celsius median temperature increase by 2100, which is considerably higher than earlier estimates of 2.4 degrees. These findings make mitigating action that much more urgent.
Our appreciation, Massachusetts Institute of Technology researchers and colleagues, for expanding our understanding of the perils faced by our precious planet. We look forward to humanity's rapid and effective actions in working together toward a sustainable future.
Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently cautioned about the effects of human activities on global warming. During an October 2008 video conference in Thailand, she spoke of ways to reverse this trend with a plant-based diet offering the quickest solution.
Nature can help to absorb some of the carbon dioxide, but we overload nature. So we have problem right now, and we continue to have problem if we are not doing anything to prevent further destruction of the planet. There are already some advanced science to capture CO2 and mix it with seawater to create cement. That will reduce CO2 used by other cement producing methods as well, and also reduce new CO2 from polluting the air. It's in the making still, and I hope it will be beneficial and on time so that we have enough time to prevent the global warming. But still, any new technology takes so long to develop and to be in the market. The best solution, the quickest, the most benevolent, that can change everything from black to white immediately is the vegetarian diet. Because compassion begets compassion.
Save our planet. Scandinavian heirs embark on climate change visit. Crown Prince Haakon of Norway, Princess Victoria of Sweden, and Prince Frederick of Denmark are traveling together on a 4-day research expedition to Greenland to see firsthand the impact of climate change to the land and her people. Together with a group of world-renowned researchers, the three royal heirs are also participating in research seminars on board the ship Ejnar Mikkelsen during their visit to locations that include Greenland's Ilulissat Glacier, which has retreated over 15 kilometers in just the past few years. Your Royal Highnesses of Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, we respectfully laud your commitment to highlighting the effects of climate change through your firsthand observations. May your noble leadership bring forth a quickening of actions to care for our ecosystem through green and vegan solutions.
Save our planet. U.S. Federal Science Agency releases climate change report. The National Science Foundation, or NSF, made public its Solving the Puzzle, Researching the Impacts of Climate Change Around the World, which documents NSF research on global warming in the areas of sky, land, ice, sea, life, and people over a near 60-year period. Reducing human impact on climate through economics and sustainable energy is also highlighted. Our thanks, National Science Foundation, for helping to bring an even greater understanding about the climate change of our Earth. May your report be an illuminating guide toward quick action to save our beautiful planetary abode.
Save Our Planet. A study by Scotland's Preservation Consortium, Birds of Conservation Concern, finds that local rare bird populations have dropped by half in just 4 years, with climate change suspected as the likely cause.
Save Our Planet. U.S. company Eco Watercraft has designed the Eco Jet Ski, a first all-electric water vehicle with a battery life of up to 3 hours that travels silently and cleanly through the water.
Save Our Planet. A coalition of activists, academics, and entrepreneurs are asking India's leaders to implement more aggressive goals in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and curbing global warming.
Hello, I'm Mello the Manatee, and I'm vegan. I'm here with the tip of the day. A button bouquet is a colorful and fun project to help you reuse any spare buttons you may have around your house. You will also need a wire cutter and a pair of pointed nose pliers. Start by cutting the wire to the length you want for a flower stem. Then begin threading the wire through the holes of the button of your choice. Repeat the process with a variety of buttons until you have many beautiful button flowers. Arrange them in an attractive vase, and there, you now have a colorful button bouquet. Thank you for your attention and have fun! Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In environmental news, European Union members will coordinate their climate change policies. The nations agree that each country should take appropriate actions according to its individual situation. Britain, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, the Netherlands, and Spain have already initiated their own climate change adaptation plans. Our sincere appreciation, European Union nations, for working together to address this vital issue. May your dedicated efforts help to ensure a sustainable and healthy future for planet Earth.
In green news, U.S. organic farmer shares information with Qatar environmentalists. Ms. Robin Bowman from Texas was invited by the eco-group Sustainable Qatar in Doha to speak on organic farming in the desert. Ms. Bowman said that it is possible to use organic methods in Qatar. This can be accomplished by surrounding the plant with soil and then putting cardboard or hay over it. This supplies organic matter for the plant. Ms. Bowman also suggested that people grow organic gardens in their own yards. Kudos, Ms. Robin Bowman, for your commitment to earth-loving methods of agriculture. We also thank the eco-conscious residents of Qatar for your interest in protecting the environment. May safe, nutritious, and sufficient food be available for all God's children. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a county in Formosa or Taiwan promotes a plant-based diet. A friendly horse has just stopped by. We'll just say hello and be back soon. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more cheery news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for a prosperous world. In veg news, Nantou County Government in Formosa or Taiwan encourages a plant-based diet. Since last year, the cafeteria in the Nantou County Hall has been serving vegetarian meals on the 1st and 15th of every month. Mr. Lee Chow Ching, Nantou County Magistrate, is now active in promoting one vegetarian lunch per week at every junior high and elementary school so the students can take part in saving the planet in their daily lives.
那要让学生健康，不只是在身体的健康，事实上在品格、道德各方面，都会要很健康。所以我们免费营养午餐里面，我们就每周这礼拜来算一天，大家来用素食，吃素环保，救地球，节能减碳，一起来。Our
accolades and gratitude, Magistrate Lee Chow Ching and the Nantou County Government for advocating a diet that shows compassion towards our animal co-inhabitants. May more and more wise leaders guide us to adopt a lifestyle of kindness.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, A Writer's Options.
A writer brought his so-called masterpiece to a book printing company editors and asked for the editor's opinion. The editor said, you know, it's better you stop writing because it won't get you anywhere. The writer asked, so if I stop writing, will it get me anywhere?
And now for today's Heartline. Diana is of the Maharishi School of the Age of Enlightenment. The Future of Education, Conscious Space Learning at Maharishi University and Schools was featured on our Noble Lineage on Supreme Master Television. Diana sent this lovely heartline.
Thank you for the beautiful coverage of consciousness-based education as offered at Maharishi School of the Age of Enlightenment and Maharishi University of Management. We are honored and delighted with your support. Keep up the wonderful work you give to our dear world. Best wishes, Diana. Maharishi School News Desk.
Forward thinking, Diana. It was a joy to share with our viewers the enlightened approach to learning at the Maharishi School of the Age of Enlightenment and Maharishi University of Management. With the basis of an organic vegetarian diet and meditation, you are already contributing so much goodness to your students and our planet. With our love and heaven's light.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May all life on our planet Earth be cherished.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Royal Highness Prince Harry of Britain makes his first official state visit to New York, USA, where his activities include paying respects at the site of the World Trade Center and visiting youth at a school in Harlem.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad welcomes U.S. lawmakers to Damascus, where he commends the Obama administration's policy of directly negotiating with his country.
University of New South Wales scientists in Australia find that an unhealthy eye can be restored to sight by placing adult stem cells from the healthy eye on a contact lens.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan follows his father's footsteps by reportedly going undercover to mingle with people and ensure proper delivery of services such as public health.
Visiting U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi meets with Chinese President Hu Jintao and commends his government for lifting millions from poverty while also assuming a leadership role in climate change.
To protect the nation's children from the harmful effects of smoking, Canada bans flavored cigarettes and cigarillos, as well as tobacco advertising in all print and media outlets that may be viewed by youth.
University of Pennsylvania students in the U.S. have begun donating meals from their individual prepaid programs to help supply food to persons in local homeless shelters.
To assist Pakistanis in restabilizing following recent strife, Turkey has sent 10 tons of humanitarian aid via cargo plane.
U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes a visit from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, expressing his support for a secure Israel and an independent Palestinian state.
Qatari Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani and Central African Republic President Francois Bozizé meet in Qatar, where the two leaders discuss furthering bilateral relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.